News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Now, the Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection, Regina Doherty, has told the Dáil she will bring forward proposals for some changes to that COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment within the next week or so. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, what's likely to happen here?
Morning, Shane. Well, there's a couple of different things going on with the payment, I suppose. One is a memo that Dáithí Pascal Donoghue, who you'll be speaking to later, is bringing today that will end the anomaly in the legislation that means that women who are returning from maternity leave can't get access to the wage subsidy scheme. This has been a problem, obviously, for a couple of weeks' time, largely due to the fact that they've been on maternity leave. They don't have payslips from earlier in the year that they can submit to get access to that wage subsidy scheme. Usually, you would just change the legislation, change the wording of it, but the Dáil can't do that at the moment, because it can't actually edit or pass any legislation until there's a new government. So Pascal Donoghue bring one of those solutions to Cabinet today, which he hopes will end that particular anomaly. Yesterday, a lot of the focus of the Dáil sitting, they were approving 6.8 billion euro extra for the Department of Social Protection into these particular COVID payments. And a lot of the talk on the future of them without a huge amount of answers really from Regina Doherty. We know that they're going to be extended, the COVID payment and the wage subsidy scheme, beyond June, but we don't know for how long. That's possibly even going to be a decision of the next government whenever it starts. And also there's been this question, and government ministers have said it, of people who are on the payment now who maybe were only working part-time before, were only earning small amounts and are now getting 350 a week, and they want to taper that off but haven't outlined exactly how they're going to do it. The problem initially with it that remains there is the administrative burden of figuring out, okay, what was everyone who we now have on this payment, the more than a million people who are on some sort of subsidy from the government, what were they earning before? How do we sort it out and how do we make sure it's fair? So while we're making sure that nobody is earning a large amount more than they were getting before, but also we're not taking payments away from people who really need it at the moment.
It sounds suspiciously like the government know there's a problem here, but are going to kick the can down the road and leave it to the next government.
Well, that seemed to be what Leo Varadkar was saying in the Dáil, that I suppose, one, they are very conscious that any big decisions at the moment, and the government has been making a lot of them, do have this sort of asterisk of legitimacy next to them because they're being taken by a caretaker government. I mean, 6.8 billion euro being approved as a supplementary estimate by a government that wasn't elected by a minister who's no longer a TD is a very strange situation to be in yesterday. But there is a certain amount of can-kicking. There's also the political reality that the Greens and Fianna Fáil, who are in the middle of negotiations, will want a say in what happens and will want their stamp to be on it, because really, more than likely, it's going to be a Fianna Fáil minister dealing with it in 3-4 weeks' time.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Thanks indeed.